Muslim women are oppressed by their husbands. I'm sure you've heard that before. And in all honesty, such statements couldn't be further away from the truth. You see, Islam protects women like no other system in place today. And here are 7 explicit Quran verses that prove my point. Husbands must give women their dowry. Unlike the traditional understanding of a marriage dowry, whereby a woman must give her husband a bridal gift of value upon marriage, Islam reverses that concept, whereby it is the husband who must pay his wife whatever sum of money she requests. Not only is a man obliged by law to give his bride-to-be this dowry, but the Quran also states he must do so graciously without expressing any dissent. A woman must not be restricted from her wealth. Upon receiving her dowry, the husband is also prohibited from touching this wealth entirely. In fact, the Quran mentions that even if she received an immense sum of money, the prohibition still applies. Husbands must always treat women with kindness. The Quran implores men to treat women in kindness and respect, even in times of disagreement. This means spouses must practice beauty in their speech, their actions, and their overall presence amongst one another. The end of forced marriages. Prior to Islam, following the death of a woman's husband, the husband's family would inherit her as a widow. Islam came to annul this ignorant practice and give a woman the right to be her own agent. In fact, Islam gave women the right to choose their own husbands, as clearly shown by the great statement of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Husbands must spend on their wives. In an Islamic household, a man is obliged to financially provide for his wife. He is responsible to provide her food, clothing, shelter, medicine, and all necessities to the best of his ability. This includes providing his wife the same standard of living he expects for himself. Avoid bitterness in divorce. In many instances in the Quran, God would advise Muslims towards patience and avoiding divorce. He in fact states that if the two spouses truly wanted to resolve their issues, Allah would reconcile the two of them together. Nevertheless, if divorce does happen, Allah advises both spouses to do so in a manner that is both righteous and honorable, void of all hardship and conflict. The right to inherit. Prior to Islam, women would be quite restricted when it came to what wealth they could inherit following the death of their husbands. That is, if they were entitled to anything at all. Islam came to set in place certain regulations that would ensure a woman would secure a select sum of money following the death of her husband. The amount a woman receives would, of course, vary according to different circumstances. So while yes, some Muslim women, like all other women, may be oppressed in their homes, clearly it has little to do with Islam and more to do with our lack of Islam. May Allah enlighten us all with the true teachings of Islam and restore peace and happiness in all homes and families.